Scientists may have found Mozart's skull. I don't know what I'd do without headlines. People in journalism know that headline writing is an art form all its own, separate from what reporters do, separate from columnists. A good headline writer is something, someone you don't want to lose, and it's sometimes hard to come by, a real good headline writer. But I often like the headlines of stories more than the stories themselves. The stories are often a letdown. The headlines are wonderful. Scientists may have found Mozart's skull is a headline. I wish so Mozart could be here to read that. Imagine that. Imagine years from now. I thought of this today. Someone picking up a paper. Scientists find Mischke's skull. Huh? Where? What the hell? Wait. It's an unusual headline. First of all, I didn't know they were looking for the skull. Scientists may have found Mozart's skull. Didn't hear they were looking. Did you know they were looking? How long had that hunt been underway? I've stood around many a water cooler over the years. Never heard anyone mutter to themselves, wonder when they're gonna find that Mozart guy's skull. Was Vegas laying odds on this, one way or the other? Mozart's skull. When will it be found and where? Well, let's ask this question. How did it separate from the rest of them? I know that those conductors, when they're getting really excited during a particular orchestra performance, when they're in the middle of a particular piece, these conductors tend to flail quite a bit. They tend to flail around. Their head wildly swings forward and backwards. Did Mozart snap off during that or something at some point? I didn't see Amadeus. Does his head snap off during one of those deals? Does it go rolling under some theater seats or something, and no one can find it? I know it got lost. It obviously got lost for years, for decades, centuries. And then, I guess, somebody spotted it. Call it a more sophisticated kind of winter carnival medallion hunt if you want to, but they found the skull, they think. It was a long, long search. The search for the skull.
Think I got it, Dave! Dave!
Yeah?
Think I got it!
Really? Let's have a look. That's not Mozart's. Well, it's a skull. Who's going to know the difference? It's a skull. No, that's an obvious attempt by somebody to just muck up the whole carnival skull search. That's not Mozart's. In fact, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that's Betty Marie Baumgartner's skull, which is odd. I just saw her 2 days ago hunting with other carnival enthusiasts. Well, of course, some people stay out a little long, get a little overzealous. Who knows what could have happened? Now, the key to knowing it's Mozart's skull is the laser inscription on the jawbone. He had that done before he died, just in case a scenario like this should present itself. He knew it was possible. It's always possible. I think about this often with mummies. Take my boys to the science museum, go see this dead guy. He's decomposing there, wrapped up in bandages. We get real close and stare at him, wince a little bit. The boys maybe get a little grossed out. And somewhere, surely, somewhere in existence, the spirit of that guy is watching, saying, could you have some respect and bury me, please? Hello? See, Again, you have to put yourself in his shoes. 1,000 years from now, a bunch of people going to the science museum to stare at your decomposing body, making little jokes sometimes, getting sick to their stomach other times. What would you say? What would you say? Could you bury me, please? Hello. That's what you'd say. Hey, cremation, come on. They found Mozart's skull. Don't say anything. Don't report. Get a shovel. Put the freaking thing back in the ground. Okay, the mummy at the science museum, what are you doing here? What the hell are you doing with that body? Huh? Could you put it in the ground? How many years? Well, in 5 years, can we grab somebody and throw them in a museum? Well, how many years have to pass before it's okay to grab a dead guy and say, look at him! Look at him decomposing there! Smoking good time! Some number of years pass, and it's suddenly okay. It's grave robbing at a certain point, and it's sick. It's twisted, perverted behavior. And then suddenly, it's science. It's freaking science. All of a sudden, hey, did you grab a dead guy and put him in? Okay, great. Congratulations. Hey, great.